Pain in Our Head podcast contains themes of coarse language, adult themes, and the discussion of mental health themes. Some content may be emotionally challenging. If you or someone you know is at risk, please visit the description for mental health and suicide prevention contacts. Enjoy the show. Going on, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Nips podcast, Pain in Our Head podcast.
Fucking piece of shit. As if you start the episode like this.
The Pain in Our Head podcast. What did I say? it's been a long week, but I'm excited for this week's episode. How are you, Christian?
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Well, I... Fuck you. I told you I was feeling self-conscious about wearing this, and you were like, no, it's good, man. Giggle, giggle, giggle. What's he doing? Fucking boom, straight into the jokes.
That was a great line.
Yeah, it was so accidental too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Whoops.
Caleb said to me, bit of a slip up. Like Caleb knew that I own this top. Like I bought this ages ago, and we came up with the idea. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. Fucking yeah. Anyway, and I was like, yeah, that's a fucking sick topic. Let's do it. And he's like, this morning. He's like, you should wear your fishnet top for recording, and I was like,
maybe, well, whatever, it's fine.
So I put it on. You've worn it before.
Yeah, but I had a top on over it. I felt very self-conscious about it, and he's picking on me already.
Like 30 seconds in.
Negatively affecting my mental health in a mental health podcast.
The irony.
I'm good, Caleb. Thank you.
It's good. Good to hear.
How are you, asshole?
Yeah, good. Knackered, as always.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah. No, just same usual stuff. Video
Playing
games.
Shit, different day.
Yeah, yep. Playing lots of different games. I can't find a game that I'm addicted to at the moment. It's probably a good thing. It's probably good not to get, you know, we've talked about not getting addicted to video games. But I like being addicted. You know, I like being addicted to something.
I wouldn't say we're addicted to it. I like having that hangout time in the evening. I look forward to it. And then when we don't have a game that we're particularly interested in, it's like you kind of just sit there like, do you want to play this? Like, no. Do you want to play this? Like, no. And it's like, ooh. You know what I'm talking about.
All the good games or the good hyped games came out early in the year, and now it's just kind of been a very, very fast decline towards the end of the year. And like, what do we do now? Waiting for the next big thing. But anyway, it's all right.
I don't even know what the next big thing is.
No. So this is us in our element, right? Doing an episode on sexual health and mental health.
You came up with this one, and as soon as you said it, I was just like, oh yeah.
I don't even know how I came up with it. I think you sent me some music, and
I did too. Yeah, I sent you that. It was the band that did that porn star dancing song, and I sent you the other one, Casual Sex, I think it was called.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. And then I was just like, oh my God, there's an idea. So here we are.
Sometimes he has good ideas. Sometimes he's just a fucking idiot. It's just a coin flip, really.
Yeah. Get what you get.
Mm-hmm. You get what you get, and you don't get upset. The kids come home saying that one from daycare.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, really?
You get what you get, and you don't get upset. It's like, well, fucking, you remember that. You fucking remember that. Learn that lesson well.
Yeah. It's a good lesson.
I didn't want barbecue sauce. I wanted tomato sauce. Oh, fucking suck it.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah. No, it's not the same thing.
You like vinegar on chips?
Yeah, yeah. On hot chips, like hot, hot potato hot chips.
And barbecue sauce, vinegar, chicken salt, fuck on. Ooh-wee.
Yeah, chicken salt.
I haven't eaten.
Yum.
So.
You agree? I had a barmy and chips.
I could do that tonight, actually. Straight after we record, we order a fucking palmy from the Macclesfield Hotel, where they have won multiple awards for South Australia's best chicken schnitzel.
Yeah.
Which is what we're gonna have that when you show up too. I've already sent you the menu, so you need to figure out which one you're gonna have.
Oh, yeah. There's so many good looking ones on there. Yeah, I think I had my mind made up. I'll have to look at the menu again. But yeah,
I'll get it for you again. Yeah. They're fancy palmies. They're not just like normal chicken palmies. They do different ones.
So. Yeah. Put extra shit on it. I think I want the one with the sauerkraut. I think that's where I was going.
I think so.
Yeah.
I haven't had that one.
Don't know. Sounds good. Bit of mustard.
I love me some mustard. When we used to have hot dogs growing up, like, when, you know, you do like your hot dog nights, and I was the only one that had mustard.
Yeah, same.
No one else wanted mustard. No. So it was just like my sisters would literally be a hot dog with tomato sauce.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what about the rest of it? Like, what about onion, and, like, bacon, onion and cheese?
Right? Yeah.
Now I'm like, sauerkraut.
Yeah.
That's the other thing we'll do too. We'll go to Harndorf, the German village, so we can get a nice big fucking sauerkraut hot dog.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to
German sausage.
Yeah. We're going to have so much to chat about when I come back and we do another episode.
Okay. We'll finally relieve all that sexual tension.
Is that what you reckon it is?
At least I will.
I don't get a choice.
Nah.
Pretty sure that's written down here somewhere in one of these documents that we're looking at. We've got a few different sources. Relating to sexual health and mental health and how it all ties in together. It's a bit of a taboo topic, sex, isn't it?
People get really uncomfortable about
it. So here's a warning. If you're listening to this and watching this, and this topic is something that makes you feel uncomfortable, stop listening, stop watching, and watch last week's episode instead.
Go enjoy being a prude. No. Nah, that's mean. Some people just don't like talking about it, and that's fine.
No,
everyone's different. So I'm very fucking open about my sex life, I guess.
Yeah, just ask your poor dad.
Hey, Dad. Poor prick. He'll be like casually enjoying his day. He might have like just gotten home from a fucking 14-hour truck drive because he's a truckie, and he's like trying to crawl into bed, and he just gets a random message from me. He's like, "Hey, Dad, guess what I did last night?" He's just like,
"Where did I go wrong?"
He's like, "Oh, a bit of a legend, but at the same time, I'm your fucking dad."
Mental scarring. Yeah, so sexual health.
I think it's important.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important
to have those discussions.
Yeah. You know, it starts obviously early on, like school and stuff like that, because you have your sexual education, skill, as you would call it, your skill.
Did Harold teach you about sex?
No. See, I actually, I don't know whether I was lucky or unlucky. I missed every single class for some reason. I don't know if I had like sporting events on at the time. I just, for some reason, I cruised through school without having to sit through one class of sexual education.
So you never had to put a fucking condom on a banana?
On a banana? No. No, never had to do that. No, I missed it all. So I missed all the fun. So,
it's so awkward.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the thing, right?
It's like it's, a bunch of, like, you know, hormone-crazed teenagers.
All sitting in the same
sex
room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sex ed's fucking stupid anyway. It's not stupid, but like once you get older, you realize that they're just trying to fucking, you know, like the whole, like I still remember, like, you know, oh yeah, you know, make sure you use a condom when you have sex. It doesn't feel any different to not using one. It's like, you fucking liar. Like, you fucking filthy liar. Don't fucking, fuck you.
Yeah, bunch of liars.
Yeah. Yeah.
And anyway, we're not condoning unprotected sex, by the way, at
if
all.
If you're married or you're a committed relationship, practice safe sex, obviously, because you don't want STIs or fucking unplanned pregnancies like we fucking were. Because then you end up with people like us.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
We could be an ad for fucking birth control.
Yeah. Before you know it, we'll be getting sponsored by fucking, fucking, you know, Trojan.
Like, yeah, the condom ads where, like, the kid's, like, throwing a tantrum in the fucking supermarket and it's like, it turns out to be an ad for a birth, like, for condoms. It's just
They
can just show, like, a couple of clips from the podcast and be like, if you don't use protection, this is what your kids will turn out like.
This is what happens. Yeah. Fuck around and find out.
Yeah, literally.
Mm. Yeah. So sexual health, if I can get my words out, I'm still laughing, refers to physical, mental, emotional, social well-being in relation to one's sexuality. And then it goes in and talks about in the whole different range of, obviously, different sexualities. And I think one of the biggest thing that caught my eye is, if we're going to talk about this part first, is the kind of side effects to... No, but it was a good Photoshop session.
I'm a unicorn, Charlie.
Yeah, if anyone ever hears me call Christian a unicorn, don't ask. But just the effects of, you know, learning about your sexuality and being comfortable with your sexuality and all the things that come along with that. Because it can be quite difficult to navigate, you know. Like,
well, it's a whole fucking can of worms these days.
Yeah, like, it is. And you've got to be really careful as well. Like, you know, can't...
Well, like, back when I was... You know, fucking starting to delve into the world of sexuality and intercourse and relationships. Like, the norm was male, female, monogamous relationships. And it's just not the fucking case anymore.
No.
There's so many different styles. There's like ethical non-monogamy. There's polyamory. There's fucking, I don't want to say normal now, like heterosexual relationships.
Yeah.
And then obviously there's all the different types of sexuality. It's like you got homosexuals, you got gay people, lesbians, asexuals, demisexuals, pansexuals.
Yep.
I
mean, it's from, even from when I was younger, it's becoming a lot more, can't really think of the word, a lot more known, I guess, or a lot more understood.
Yeah.
In terms of like a topic, it's a lot more broadly understood and recognized, I think, is the word I'm looking for. But I can imagine, especially for, you know, anyone, you know, your age, even my age, growing up, if you weren't a part, I guess, that heterosexual category, there would have been a lot of common experiences of, you know, feeling left out, feeling different, you know, probably succumbing to homophobic bullying. We did an episode on bullying a few weeks ago. I didn't even think we touched on this, but it's a whole thing. You know, feeling pressure, feeling worried about being honest and open, who you can be honest and open with, and who you can, I guess, as they say, come out to. And then, you know, also feeling unsupported as well. You know, if you're in a quite a, you know, a family may not support it, those sort of things, depending on, you know, their type of values and traditions and et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, it's a lot of issues that come with those experiences.
It was pretty fucking sweet, like, cute when you came out to me.
Like, oh, yeah, tell us how this went.
Yeah, well, like, the day that you told me that you loved Seether and you're obsessed with them, like, that was when I knew you were gay.
I thought you were going to say when I told you I played Rocket League.
No, I was going to say RuneScape.
Yeah. Nah, no, look, yeah, very good. Well done. Much well.
I'll get you back for the nipples.
Yes, anyway. So there's, you know, a lot of mental health problems that can come from navigating your sexuality.
And it's like, so, like trying to find your people too. Like, it's getting easier. There's dating apps designed for people that aren't, you know, of the heterosexual persuasion. There's ones that are designed for kinky people and other people. Like, yeah. I'm not going to go and list them all. Like, yeah. I'm on a few of them, and I don't want to see any of you there.
Unless your name's Caleb.
Yeah. Look, yeah, you know, you won't see me on any of those, unfortunately. But yeah, so there's a lot of, you know, mental health issues that can arise with the navigation of this. But as you said, it is getting a lot better to, or easier to find other people within those categories. Which is that it's a whole support network. That's a big thing. Because once you've got some support network around this sort of the topic, it doesn't make it easier. I guess it does make it easier. It doesn't help it entirely.
It makes part of it
But easier. It does make part of it easier. So, you know, just – and the things to obviously look out for, you know, because if you are feeling like, you know, you're left out and you can't come out, or you can't be open and honest with anyone, you know, you've got changes in your mood, changes in your behavior, changes in relationship, appetite, sleep, coping, changes in your thinking as well, like all those things. And we've spoken about all those things individually. So – basically, what I'm getting to from this is those are the sort of things that then start to push back onto your mental health. Pun intended. I knew you'd like that one.
I don't even need to make a comment for that one. Everyone knows.
So yeah, but no, those pressures as well, like, you know, issues through like growing up. You know, when you become an adult going through school, you know, you don't want to, you know, it's scary going to things like, you know, managing school, going to university, even, you know, finding a job, things like that.
Yeah, true. You know, that, yeah.
You know,
think of that.
Yeah, because there's still a lot of places, I'd say, out there that are maybe not so woke, as the young kids would say. And
stop being an old fuddy-duddy.
Pretty much.
Whatever people want to do in the bedroom, they can do in the bedroom. Like, fuck
off.
Let them
do it. Let them be. Yeah. Let them be. So all those sort of things. But that's awful. It's an awful thing to go through, especially if you are struggling with those sort of things. And then even when you are in the workplace or you are at university, at school, et cetera, there's still that, you know, a looming potential of receiving homophobic bullying. which as well is just,
and like not even just like homophobic bullying either. You could be trans, non-binary, or fucking, you know, polyamorous or ethical non-monogamous relationship, and people won't agree with it. And it's like it's none of your fucking business.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. There's one thing that I really like is, or I like to think about, is I used, you know, people would judge other people's relationships, or I've had people around me who have then judged other people's relationships. My response to that is just like so. Like if you're worried that people are going to judge your relationship because it is maybe, you know, like you said, polyamorous or one of those sort of different sort of relationships, like it's yours. You identify your relationship how you want to identify your relationship. Don't let other people's thoughts on how you should have a relationship swayed your decision. You know, that's between you and the other people, person or persons that you're in the relationship with. So, you know, you do it how you want to do it and you'll feel better for it.
Trying to find the fucking window latch because I'm cooking.
I am 30 degrees, you're sweating.
I'm wearing fuck all and I'm cooking.
Yeah, well, you know. You know, but I'm just laughing because you look like one of those. No, I'm not doing it. Oh, no.
Go on.
No, it's too nasty. It's too nasty. I've got to be good. I'm going to be nice. I've already had a stab at you today. It's all right.
I'll have multiple stabs at you when you show up.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, yeah. So that's sexuality. Anyway, that's a quick kind of chat about that. Yeah, there's more though.
Wait, there's more.
Bird point. Yep, there is definitely more. There is so much more. Do I really want to do this one? This one hits home.
Oh yeah.
Sex I'm and curious. Depression.
Oh, I'm not curious anymore.
You were like, oh, yeah, curious.
What's he got? Oh, me too.
Oh, shit. Yeah, sex and depression.
That's an interesting one, though.
It is.
Because it can be, like, very polarizing kind of situations. Like, you could be really depressed, and one of your unhealthy coping mechanisms may be intense hypersexuality. Or you may just not be able to get it up or be interested in it in the slightest. It's kind of like goes one of two ways.
Yeah, or you may let it fly too quickly. And that's also something to be concerned about, you know, or worried about, or something that you can feel ashamed of. So, but you shouldn't. You shouldn't.
It just means that you're very incredibly attracted to the person you're sleeping with.
Absolutely.
It's a compliment. It's a compliment.
That was shocking. That was shocking. That was terrible.
I don't fucking care.
But yeah, so sex and depression. Apparently, I don't even know if this source is true, but around 10% of the population suffers from episodic depression that severely impairs their quality of life and functioning. Sounds about right. And coming with that is something as you smiled.
I smirked because you smirked. Like you said it, and you looked at me for the reaction and smirked, and so I was like, "You fucking child."
We're very immature. We should have known this going into this episode.
Oh, I knew this was going to be a shit show, but it's going to be a good shit show.
An absolute mess. I forgot where I was going with that, but yeah, that can have obviously an effect on your sexual drive, and that can be harmful potentially in situations where you're in relationships. You know, because that could be.
You don't find me attractive. You don't love me. You don't want me. It's like, no, yeah. I'm just really fucking depressed.
Yeah. That's it. And it's sort of one of those things that because you're too, you know, we sometimes are too worried or scared to have that open, honest conversation and talk about it, then that's where things get lost in translation. And we end up making up our own minds about the situation without knowing the full extent of what the other person's going through. So very important. So depression is affecting those sort of things, which can. I've been there. And, yeah, talk.
Are you trying to admit that you were really depressed and you bust a nut too quick?
What do you mean? Oh, no. Too depressed and you bust too quick? I don't know if those two things work together. Maybe they do. I can't imagine. Has it? I don't know. Not for me anyway.
Busting you?
No. The complete opposite. The complete opposite.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, this is not an interrogation. I'm not here to spill it all about me.
Yeah, you are. Give the listeners what they want to hear.
I don't think that's what they want to hear. I don't even think this episode is what they want to hear. Janome?
Yeah.
What the fuck's Janome?
It's as big as a needle and goes like a fucking sewing machine.
I haven't heard that one before. That one's good. Yeah, that was good. All right, we've got another one.
Fuck, here we go.
Anxiety and sex. Similar kind of thing.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, you know, if you get yourself all worked up due to your anxiety, then chances are that you'd... I don't know what happens for women. I'm not a fucking woman, so I can't even begin to pretend to know what potential things. Maybe your fucking coochie shrivels up or something. I don't fucking know. I don't know. But if you... Fuck up, dickhead. If you're a guy and you're anxious as fuck, then, yeah, one of the potential things is that you might not get it up. Or... you might be a fucking one-pump chump, the old Victor two-stroke, like, you know, the old Honda fucking instant start. Boom, yeah. One pull and you're done.
Yeah, bang. Oh, that's efficient.
For you, yeah.
Efficiency is
for
key.
For them, no. I have slept with a couple of people, though, that have said that it's a very big compliment if a guy finishes fast.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so... but I guess I've never complimented any of them. Chad. I can hear those coochies like shriveling up with every word I say right now. It's like
yeah, good luck now.
Dan.
Yeah, well, yeah. But yeah, performance anxiety is well known, thing that can happen as well when it comes to anxiety.
It can even like push you to the point too of not actually initiating either, point that you don't even make a move on your significant other or, you know, like just, you know, like friends with benefits or fucking someone you find attractive, whatever. Like you just, you might get to the point where it's just like, no. Fuck no.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that's it because, your self-esteem deteriorates and then you're left feeling pretty bad about yourself and feeling like it's not, you know, you're not good enough at it and all that sort of stuff. So
I feel like I'm going to have to fucking tell Grandma not to watch this episode.
I haven't really said anything.
It's just an episode she needs to see.
Is it because you're cooking roast turkey at the moment with the netting around yourself.
This is a very loose top, I will have you know.
good. Good, good, good.
The only downside to this top is A, it makes me insecure, and B, the fucking holes wrap around my nipple bars. Gives me caught. Like intense nipple cripples. But I kind of like it, so whatever.
That's probably the idea. So yeah, look, there's heaps of fuck? Hey,
what the fuck are you doing?
No, I just scratched my knee.
Oh yeah, okay.
if you really must know. I thought I did it subtly enough, but apparently not. It must have been really itchy.
Victor Tutrak.
Yeah. So there's lots of different things that, you know, come into play in regards to sexual health, mental health, and you smile. Why are you smiling? Stop smiling. It's not funny. I'm being serious. So people
you can't
are really
come into and play in the same sentence without me smirking.
It's real serious. No, but there's a lot.
It is a serious topic.
No, I'm trying to be serious. Yeah, so there's lots of different things that can come. I can't. Stop.
I didn't say anything.
No, I'm trying not to now. So a lot of things from sexual health that can translate into affecting your mental health is where I was trying to get to with that.
It's like a flashback to the first episode when you're trying not to say gaps between your words.
And now I'm just not trying to say come.
Close.
Shoot.
Like, how hard were the first episodes, though? Holy shit.
I don't remember them. They were that long ago. This is, what, 37 now? Yeah. No. Yeah? 38?
I dare you to go back and, like, listen to, like, the first episode.
No, I did that a couple of months ago, and I couldn't.
It sucked.
Yeah, it did. It was bad. It was
so
bad.
Cringe.
Yeah, performance anxiety. It's a real thing.
Yeah. Right. Fucking.
So, if the last thing, just to finish on, if you know someone who's maybe come to you... You know what? Whatever.
I didn't even smirk.
I know, but I was just trying to avoid it, and I couldn't avoid it. If you know someone that has approached you and they've said that, you know, they're dealing with these sort of issues and they're trying to get some help, how do you support some of them, you know, that come to you like that? Also, and this is stuff we do, mental health. It's just the usual, you know.
Have a chat.
Yeah.
Don't be a fucking hypocrite, judgmental prick.
I knew you were going to say that. I could have almost...
Word for word?
Yeah, word for word. I was almost going to start saying the exact same words that you were going to just to make them... Yeah, anyway. Express acceptance. Something I'd never do to Christian. Respect.
I told Caleb I was pansexual, and he's just like, gay.
I did not.
No, he didn't.
Make me like a fucking spastic.
I don't need to.
I do that myself. Yeah, very funny. Ha-ha. Uh-huh. Funny ha-ha.
fucking hairy ass.
Require or ask that, you know, family members or friends, you know, if you're being open and honest with them, you know, ask them, like, to respect your decisions and your choices of sexuality. You know, that sort of thing. Small
and
changes.
That's the thing, too. Like, you don't need to agree with how someone lives their life. Just don't be a cunt. Honestly,
yeah.
You know, I remember, here's a fucking little nugget from the past. So I identify as pansexual, so I don't care what you've got or what you identify as. If I find you attractive, I find you attractive. Like, that's all there is to it. So I used to be extremely homophobic. Like, when I was growing up, I was homophobic as fuck. And so, like, people would be like, what are you going to do if you you know, have your own kids, and what if like your son comes to you and says he's gay? And I was always like, oh, fuck that, my kid will never be gay. And it's like, fuck that attitude. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like, arrogant.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a piece of shit.
Still on.
Yeah, 100%. But I'm a shinier piece of shit now. I'm a polished turd now.
Bit of wax on, wax off.
Yeah, fuck off, dickhead. But it's just, it doesn't matter what other people want to do. Like, see, like, honestly, like, it just, it's not your life, and you don't get to judge people or dictate to others what they do to make themselves happy. Like, within boundaries, of course, there's obviously exceptions, but when it comes to sexuality and genders and shit like that, relationships, all of that stuff, it's none of your fucking business.
Yeah.
And yeah, it just, prick.
No. It'll go such a long way. Like, and it's getting better. I know it's getting better. You know, in general, society has gotten so much better with it now than what it was, say, 10, 20 plus years ago. Still plenty of room for improvement, for sure.
Yeah, there's still a lot of assholes out there that still, you know, people different to them like shit.
Yeah. But no, it's, and all it's going to do is just help. It's going to help anyone who are or is going through those sort of things and maybe feeling a bit like an outcast. Just showing support and respect is just two things that you can do to help them, you know, feel normal. And I hate using that word, but yeah. You know what I'm getting at, right? Like, you know, well, they can just feel like themselves. Yeah, accepted. Feel like themselves is the better way of putting it. Yeah. So if you feel like yourself and you feel accepted, that's a really good step in a healthier mental health. Massive step. That's one of the biggest steps in mental health in general. You know, if you're going through anything in mental health, that's a huge step. For anyone going through any type of mental health, like anything that we've talked about on this podcast, is self-acceptance. And I think we did that. We did talked about that in an episode.
Did talked.
Jeez, I'm doing good today. Oh, goody.
Got a lot of extra D in there, Caleb.
I got nothing. Yeah.
But I did have one point to make too.
All right, go for it. Good.
Don't need your fucking permission.
Good. As long as you only got one point.
I got two.
Okay, then.
Keep two talking points. And I'll have three. fuck, I forgot. It was really good too. Damn it.
That's what she said.
Aha. So
when 5 minutes later.
10 years later. When people are starting. Motherfucker. I'm gonna fucking
I couldn't hold that in. All right, sorry. I'll shut up. Go on.
When people are discovering their sexuality
and
entering into relationships and all of this shit, it is a hard time to navigate. It doesn't matter if you are what society perceives as normal or different or anything like that. It doesn't matter what path you're walking down. It fucking sucks.
It's
nerve-wracking, it's scary.
Yep.
Your body fucks you over in so many different ways. It's ridiculous. Just let people navigate themselves.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
Just It's already hard enough for every single one of us. Don't make it fucking harder. Just.
Caleb. I'm not doing anything. Caleb. I'm agreeing. I'm just agreeing with your statement.
You sound like you're stoned and you're trying not to be stoned so you can talk to someone. I'm not stoned.
Been in that situation before.
Yeah, me too. Totally haven't been on LSD.
No, really good point. It doesn't matter what sexuality, and yeah, all types.
Yes. Just support your peeps.
Yes.
That's it.
Yep.
Help people along.
Yep.
And don't judge them.
Yep. That's it. That's some good words of wisdom to finish on.
I'll finish on you.
We're going to cut to an break. We'll be back and chat about some music. Just a moment. The Pain in Our Head podcast is proudly sponsored by Music Magic Co. and Brisbane rock band The Flying Circus. Visit the links in the podcast description for more information. Back to the show. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast. This week we've been talking about sexual health, yep, and mental health, how it all blends in, combines, and...
Didn't even do any sex stories.
No, but I didn't think, you know, you don't have any anyway. You've got to actually...
I've got two kids. Where's your fucking evidence? Fucking virgin.
You make a good point. Yeah, so we're going to talk about that. Anyway, no, it's been good. There's a lot of information out about that sort of thing. I'm actually going to post.
A fuck ton.
There's a lot. I'm going to post the two things that we were having a look at.
Overwhelming.
In the description, there is. In the description this week, so you can go have a peruse so that, you know, you can see the information. We weren't just pulling from nowhere. So that's there. That'll be up there. What have you been listening to this week? Oh, we should talk about The Offspring.
So fucking much this week. It's painful.
Usually is. So The Offspring's album came out last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You've listened to it all.
Yep.
So have I.
I should hope so.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Not like you know, it's not one of those albums that you want to go from like start to finish and thoroughly enjoy the shit out of every song, but there's some good shit on it.
No, it was, yeah, that's exactly right. Not one of the best albums. It'll probably grow on me the more I listen to it. If I get into an Offspring mood, I'll throw it on.
I'm a grower, not a shower.
That's exactly right. If I can find the album, find the actual song that I liked. There's one on there that I thought was just unbelievable.
The Fall Guy.
Is there another one that I thought I really liked? I thought there was.
Dude, I've got so many songs that I've added since the last podcast. It's fucking stupid.
Looking Out for Number One. I enjoyed that too. Yeah. Yep. Hanging by a Thread. I think that one was good. I can't remember. I'll have to go through and listen to them again. But it was pretty good. I enjoyed listening to it. But, yeah. What?
Nah, I just looked at the album title for what I was been listening to.
What have you listening to? No. What have you been listening to? What's the album?
Infant Annihilator released an EP yesterday, last night. It's titled Mr. Sister Fister. So, you know,
it fits. That.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Sister Fister. Is your sister single? I've got two younger sisters, right?
Right.
And Tomo and Gumby and Jason, actually, and Vossi, all of them. Whenever I'd have a story to say and it mentioned my family, especially my sisters, I'm like, oh, I was chatting to my sister, and all of them, without fail, every fucking time, would be like, which one? The hot one?
Oh, that's like, that's terrible.
Every time. Every that's fucking awful. Because they knew it burned me up.
Yeah, that would boil
that's
you up.
That's why I ask if your sister's single, just to try and wind you up a little bit.
Man, didn't bother me.
I could be your brother-in-law.
I am not going to say what I want to say. I'll save that for after the podcast.
Anyway, Infant Annihilator.
Yeah, Infant Annihilator. Cool.
Fucking brutal. Holy shit. Nothing else to say about it. It's good. It's not their best. Like the Battle of Yelbedoth. Yelbedoth? I think the last album that came out. It was fucking intense. It's better than this, but I still enjoyed it. But I did have a song that ties into this theme, which I haven't done in a fucking long time.
Tie a song into the theme. What's that? Other than Casual Sex.
Well, it's from that band.
Mm.
It's My Darkest Days, and it's Porn Star Dancing. Because that song makes me feel like a dirty little bitch, and I just want to like dry hump and grind everything in sight. I don't know why. It just does it to me. It makes me feel real dirty.
Yeah, right.
It's just got that groove to it. Like, it's got that fucking feel. You're just like, oh, yeah.
Music. Music can do that. There's a lot of music that was designed for that purpose.
Yep.
To, you know, put you in the mood. So,
Yeah, no, music's, it just really gets me good. Fucking, just makes me want to talk dirty and be a naughty little boy.
Good for you.
I play it before I send you a good morning voice note.
Oh, yeah, do you?
Yeah.
That's great. Ben, you sent me a song. I don't remember. The Browning? No.
We spoke about The Browning last week.
Did we speak about it last week?
Soul Drift by The Browning. I'm pretty sure we did.
I think we did. I don't know if I'd listened to it.
No, you probably hadn't.
No,
I
but
feel
I've
like you listened to it this week.
I've listened to it this week, and that was cool.
Cool, yeah.
It's really cool.
Weird fucking blend that you wouldn't expect.
Weird. It is, but
very
super
electronic
cool.
And super done well. Fucking heavy.
Yeah, great mixing. Nah, just enjoyed it. Just really enjoyed it.
Yep.
It's good. If I'm going to blend the song into the theme, Sex Type Thing by Stone Temple Pilots. I like Stone Temple Pilots. Yeah, Sex Type Thing. It's a good song.
Are they the ones that do Dead and Bloated?
I think so. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. Song. Yes, yeah. That's from the core album.
Song.
I like the purple album. So Interstate Love Song. It's a great fucking song. Yeah.
There's so many bands that we could talk about for like sexual songs. Like Steel Panther, every single song they've ever fucking written.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Heaps of Kiss songs, fucking Motley Crue. Yeah,
Motley Crue.
Alice Cooper. Like,
yeah, Alice Cooper. We'll Hot for Teacher.
Meatloaf.
There's lots of different songs. Yep, about this topic.
Our parents were sluts.
Yeah, this is all the music back from the 70s and the 80s. That's all you did back then, you know, there's no internet. That's why there's so many mistakes.
Glory hole.
But yeah, Interstate Love Song by Stone Temple Pilots, as well as Plush. Love that song too. Yeah, I do like a fair few of their songs. So I've listened to a few of those this week. I've been listening to a bit of that sort of music actually this week from the 80s and the 90s. Yeah, that old stuff sort of gets me there. I like it. You know, old school kind of grunge. Yeah, because I used to be, I still am. Grunge is probably not. There's not a lot of grunge these days. Like,
yeah, for good reason.
You know, it phased out. You know, we got sick of it. I didn't.
How many times did you hear like it's just a phase? You'll grow out of it. It's like,
yeah. No, I didn't. I love grunge. I still love grunge.
I wish it was emo and metal.
I wish there was still more grunge music, but there just isn't.
Was the year 2000 by Silverchair?
Yeah. Yes, I love Silverchair. Yeah, all that stuff. Yep.
That was a good song.
There's another song that came up the other day. Grinspoon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Yep, love me some Grinspoon. So, yeah, no, sort of blast from the past, listening to some of that stuff. And, yes, I've been listening to more Seether. Yeah. It's good. The album's good. I'm enjoying it.
Whatever floats your goat, buddy.
Yeah, no, that's it. So, yeah, more of that. But
you had sex to it?
I don't even know what I've had sex to be honest.
I don't really listen to music while I have sex, because I tend to get stuck in the fucking beat.
Yeah, that's a problem for me as a drummer.
Just as a musician in general, I think. I just lock in on that shit. I'm locked in. Like, you enjoy the ride, because if Lord of Shore comes on, we're both going to fucking die.
I've got you for 3 minutes. Yeah. So, but no. Some good music. Good music. But no, that's all I'll be listening to. There's nothing else that I know of on my radar that's coming out, so
no, not really.
Not sure.
The Devin Townsend album's coming out still. Like, it's ages away, I think, though. But they released a new track from it.
I still haven't listened to that. I should. I really do like. I like Devin Townsend.
It's gonna be a good album. Like, I already feel it. Like, from the three tracks that have dropped, I think that'll be it. That'll be the only tracks that'll drop for it.
Yeah,
it's usually only two or three from an album.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, it's fucking great. I don't remember the song title, but yeah, all three tracks have been really enjoyable.
Yep,
I'm very excited for that. Cause I fucking love Devin Townsend.
Keen for that. Yeah,
I've seen him live in Brisbane.
That's cool. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, they played it. I don't remember the name of the venue, but it was like an old. It was in the city, but it was like an old, like, airport, like, hangar.
Oh. Old airport hangar.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Give me, like, fucking a minute. I reckon I'll have it.
I don't even know of any off the top of my head that. Nothing comes to mind. While you're looking at that, another band that I forgot about, listened to some of their music this week, Alice in Chains. Man in the Box.
Yeah.
Good song. Yeah. That's all I've been listening to. Yep.
Okay. Apparently he was here in 23.
Oh, really?
And more theatre?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Is that still going? I don't know. Oh, well. Check it out. Let us know.
Animal Theatre? Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that sounds right. I don't think I've ever been there. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. Well, that can't be it either. That doesn't look right. I don't know. Fuck it. Whatever.
Who knows?
It was weird. Whatever. It was a cool fucking venue anyway. I enjoyed it. I got to see Devin. I was happy as fuck. I love Devin. He's got such an amazing stage performance too. Like his stage presence is great. He's just like you've seen the live videos of him. Yeah. He just talks and interacts and he's just enjoying himself. It's fucking great.
I love performances like that.
We were talking about it at work. Today's Wednesday. It must have been end of the week, end of last week we were talking about it. One of the guys was saying that, they went and saw Mark Knopfler, and they reckon it was boring as hell.
Yeah, it would have been boring as hell, but no, I still would have gone. I still would have loved it.
That's what I said. I was like, he's not a... he's not a stage performer. Like, he's just a really fucking talented musician. No. Like, you're there to experience the music.
Yeah, you're there to watch his fingers on the guitar, because that's the definition of sex. He's unbelievable. Yeah, well, yep. Unbelievable.
Bad joke there.
That's didn't stop you before.
Oh, yeah, I just wondered if that would be bad.
I don't think I've even brought up the Dire Straits before. I love Dire Straits.
I don't think we have.
No. Love Dire Straits.
Money for nothing.
Money for nothing. Walk of Life. Brothers in Arms.
Salt's a Swing.
Salt's a Swing.
Salt's a Swing is probably my favorite album. My album, song.
Song. Yeah. You've seen me cover that.
I have. Mm. The intro to Money for Nothing. That fucking drum fill. And then when the guitar just like cuts in with that little bit of a like squeak, it's like, wah, bam, ba, ba, ba. It's like, oh, fuck. it's fucking, that's sex. That intro is sex.
No, really good. Do like Dire Straits. Yeah.
Knopfler is fucking amazing.
Knopfler is amazing. Yeah. Envious of how well he can play the guitar.
Well, Sultan's a Swing. He finger picks that, doesn't he? I'm pretty sure, like, the guitar solo, he finger picks.
Does he? Yeah, I'm not actually 100% sure.
I'm fucking sure I watched a video on it, and they were talking about, he like actually like finger picks like the whole solo.
Yeah, well.
Or most of the song, I think. Yeah, it's cool shit.
Oh, there you go. I don't think I knew that. That's it. That's it for me. That's it from us. No idea what we're talking about this week. This was a surprise this week. I hope you enjoyed this, listening to us ramble on about this topic. Next week, we've got no idea. But come next week, I think we're going to have a good idea of what the next few is going to look like. We've got a best of coming, so look out for that. Best of episodes 1 to 26. You can...
it's probably just going to be me picking on Caleb.
Yeah, it's basically what it is. Yeah. It's just short little snippets of you picking on me. So look forward to that. Otherwise, that's it from me and Nips today. We'll catch you next week. It's okay to not be okay.
Tits out for the boys.
Bye.